Good morning. As we come to terms with the lockdown and the new normal, begin to sink in our collective consciousness. Maybe now is the time to reflect and talk about it. How these unprecedented times are affecting all of us in different ways. The global pandemic, known as coronavirus 19, have had an impact on all of us in many different ways and levels, personally and also collectively. How is it affecting us? It varies because there are so many different factors. For instance, if we are confined to a small spaces, if we struggle with mental health issues, if we live alone, if we are caring for someone, if we have underlying health conditions, if we are unable to get our groceries or prescriptions, if we live with a large family or an abusive partner, if we are poor, if we have lost our job, if somebody you know is sick, or if we have lost a beloved one. People are growing wary of the isolation. It is a test of resilience. And we find ourselves emotionally up and down, and in many cases conflicted by unhealthy thoughts that can play in our minds for days. We cannot underestimate the pain, the distress, the fear, the anger, the anxiety, the trauma of isolation, the hopelessness some people are going through. Listening and talking with people, I sense that for many, this experience of life in lockdown is like being in prison. I have never been in prison myself. However, it is understandable that some people feel that way. Are we in a prison? Maybe we can live this experience in a different way. We cannot change reality. There is a reason why we are in a lockdown. It is important to accept this. It is what it is. However, I believe we can have a different attitude to the lockdown. At least we can try. And to see all this as an opportunity to experience and explore new things. How? Well, for me, for instance, the lockdown is becoming a monastic experiment. No, I am not losing my marbles. But you never know. Let me explain what I mean. We have been confined to one single place, our monastery, if you want to call it. And our lives, as never before, have been intentionally ritualize. We have rites to mark different moments and times of the day, Probably you call it routine. Routine, rituals, both words have the same origins. Monastic life, at its core, is a series of intentional rites to mark the day and seeking to have a balanced life of prayer and work. I'm just simplifying here, but you get the idea. In many ways, lockdown has forced me to add new rituals to my life. For instance, more regularly I wash my hands. I don't sing Happy Birthday, but I recite Psalm 23. We wash off our groceries before being packed away. We practice the social distancing. We have an hour of exercise, or probably more, a walk around the neighborhood. The daily government corona briefing on TV that we don't miss. And the more regular calling to family, friends, and neighbors. And of course, the clapping for the NHS and key workers every Thursday at 8 p.m. In my new monastic experiment, I have added all these new rituals. And indeed, the praying together every morning and evening, like any religious community in our virtual chapel, with all of you, the living stones. The lockdown have also given me more time to contemplate through my window. We are lucky to have a little garden where I spend some time if the weather is nice. And also I have more time to reflect, to be silent, and to have some solitude. I really would like to encourage you to move away from the false idea that prayer is just a religious activity that only happens at morning, midday, and evening. I would like to invite you to embrace the ancient Celtic tradition and the monastic way, where all the endeavors of our day, the old and the new routines, are tools to help us to overcome our false dichotomies, our binary worldview, where we separate sacred and secular, material and spiritual, and replace all that by a more holistic way of living. It would be wonderful if eventually we become a living prayer. Think for a moment the implications of becoming a prayer. Your whole being, a living, walking, breathing prayer. Is this going to help us in the lockdown? It is a good question. My hope, based in the stories of God's people in the past, it will. Personally, I feel as never before that I need to connect with the creative source of the universe, the source of hope, peace, love. I need to be connected to God. the eternal mystery that is beyond our comprehension. The I am that I am, that words cannot describe. Real and present, like the air we breathe. If only I can leave the lockdown in the awareness that everything in my daily life can be a prayer that connect me to the eternal source, I think I will be all right. And I think you will be all right too. I am not suggesting that this is the solution for everything. Life is like wrestling with the angel in order to get a blessing. Always a struggle. But that is okay. We will get through this struggle. Finally, the human cost and tragedy the pandemic is causing to the world have compelled people to ask, where is God in all this? I have received so many emails and messages from friends all over the world, recommending me books, video links, websites, blogs, where pastors, with good intentions, no doubt, try very hard to explain the significance of Corona 19 with the Bible. Personally, if you ask me, where is God on all this? I will tell you this. God is in the caring hands of the nurses. God is in the compassion of the doctors. God is in the selflessness of our carers. God is in the wisdom of our scientists searching for a vaccine. God is in the delivery man and woman, the postal worker, the lorry driver, the bus driver, the taxi driver, the shelf stakers in our local supermarket, the funeral directors, the journalists asking the questions, the politicians working the extra mile. God is in Captain Tom and his walking frame. In all these wonderful human beings, God is there. And God is with you. God is with you in your lockdown. I would like to end reading the lyrics of a new song, a comic relief and children in need song, which is a cover version of Times Like This by one of my favorite bands, the Foo Fighters. I am a new day rising. I am a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I am a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all behind? In times like this, you learn to live again. In times like this, you give and give again. In times like this, you learn to love again. In times like this, time and time again. God bless you.